Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie is here to tell us what we can watch. Susie, welcome back to the show. What are we watching this week?
G'day, Kat. I'm keeping you indoors this week. We've got to watch some TV shows. So I've got the first one for you is Mayfair Witches on Sky Show, which is out this week.
So what's this all about? I believe we have links with the Mayfair Witches to Interview with the Vampire, a name that I know much more. I'm much more aware of that film and TV series.
Yeah, so Anne Rice got her ducks in order before she passed away a few years ago. She sold the rights for her books to be made into multiple TV series. Hmm. Like you say, we talked about Interview with the Vampire a few weeks ago, and now we have this other series to discuss. So Mayfair Witches, it's starring Alexandra Daddario. It's the story of a neurosurgeon, Dr. Rowan Fielding, who discovers that she is the heir to a dynasty of powerful witches who are haunted by a sinister spirit. Ooh. This is an 8-part season, but it has already been renewed for season 2. This one was filmed in New Orleans, which a lot of Anne Rice's stories are set there, seen as she grew up there and she lived there until really later on in her life. So it's no surprise that New Orleans is its own character in her stories.
I also feel like New Orleans is just kind of a bit magical, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're going to write about witches and vampires, I think New Orleans just kind of hands itself to that. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
I've spent years building the life I thought I wanted, but there's something inside of me, something that I can't explain, and I'm afraid I can't control. I don't understand anything that's happening to me.
So, big question. This one adapted from a book. How are people feeling about it? Do they rate the new movie? Do they think the book is better?
It's a very, very controversial question. Book fans almost always say the book was better. And watchers almost always say it's okay to change things to fit a successful, you know, retelling. And this series has not escaped the scathing reviews of Anne Rice superfans. The problem with this series is that it is considered by Rice fans to be her best book series.
Oh.
So that any deviation from the original material is not going to go down well. It would be like hearing that Ron and Hermione from Harry Potter had been changed into one character. Book fans would revolt, but those that hadn't, you know, ever heard of the story, they wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
The fact is, things have been changed for this series. Some are not happy about it, but others are A-okay with how it plays out. The fact it has been renewed for a second season suggests that there are enough new fans of the show to warrant the changes.
Alexandra Daddario, I didn't know the name, but of course I've seen her recently because I have just binge watched White Lotus. I'm season 1, I've just caught up, but I've just been binge watching that. And so she is on her honeymoon in season 1 of White Lotus. But you're saying that we're going to see a lot more of her?
Yeah, so she, like you say, she's been gracing our small screens quite a bit lately, and she's been playing varied roles as well. I think she's quite talented. I'm glad to see more of her. I first caught her on a TV series, which I highly recommend watching if you can, called Why Women Kill. Like you say, she was also in the first season of White Lotus. Those are her most recent roles, but she's actually been making films and TV shows for many years. You might really recognize her from Percy Jackson films. She also had lots of guest spots on shows like Always Sunny, New Girl, and True Detective, as well as American Horror Story. So she's been busy.
Let's take a look at Murder Mystery 2, which has some of the best on-screen chemistry between two mega Hollywood stars that I have seen.
Yeah, I promised you that we weren't going out this week. We're staying indoors. This one is on Netflix and it is out now. Grab some popcorn, grab the family, watch this one. Murder Mystery with Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler was a big enough hit a few years ago that they said, hey, let's make another one. So, you know, it's undeniable. Like you say, they have such good chemistry. So why not put them back together?
I really hope that they get on in real life. After seeing the trailer for this alone, I would be devastated if they found out that they didn't. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Young Nick, the Maharaja is getting married.
What? This weekend, I'm on New Prima Island, and I want you to come.
Do you remember what happened last time we went on a getaway?
Yeah, some people died.
Not so, a lot of people.
It's not the Maharaja.
This is a distraction.
From what?
From the escape.
The Maharaja's been kidnapped.
What?
And all of you are suspects.
We're not going to be invited anywhere ever again.
This is an action-packed adventure comedy that sees the Spitzers invited to a wedding only for the groom to be kidnapped. Let's not leave the mystery solving to the professionals, though. The Spitzers can save the day. Or can they? Ooh.
I feel like there's a real kind of take on Columbo or Poirot, whichever of those two detective shows that you are more familiar with. There's a real kind of... They've definitely kind of embraced all of the detective show tropes with a little kind of a cheeky wink to it. I do enjoy the sense of humour in this one. I just think it's a bit of a no-brainer if you're looking for something that is easy to watch, funny, and will probably please everyone. You know, it's just one of those.
Absolutely. Definitely one that I'm going to watch with the family snuggled up on the sofa.
Murder Mystery 2, that's out on Netflix. We also took a look at Mayfair Witches, which is a series on Sky Show. If you would like any more info or links to Sky Show, you can find it all on our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. See you next week.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.